friends and family as we join Paul upon where there is no vision.
Like to talk a few minutes about vision, talking about spiritual vision. The Bible states in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. The vision to which this verse refers to is spiritual vision. Spiritual vision provides direction, it provides challenge, and it provides structure for life. Without it, people become spiritually dead. Developing spiritual vision is the process of recognizing the purpose for which you have been brought into the kingdom of God. Spiritual vision involves seeing beyond the natural world into the spiritual world. It is understanding the divine purpose of God and recognizing your part in His plan. Spiritual vision provokes a clear image of what God wants you to do, then He directs your every step of your life towards achieving that goal. Believers who are spiritually perishing are in one of the following categories. 1. They do not have spiritual vision. They have received a spiritual vision, but have been disobedient to it. They have a vision, but they do not know how to fulfill it. They have tried and failed, or perhaps they never tried at all. Why is spiritual vision necessary? Why do people perish without it? The answer is found in an account recorded in 2 Kings 6:15-17. God's people were surrounded by an enemy nation that had so many soldiers, horses, and chariots of war. When Elisha's servant Gehazi saw the great force of the enemy, he was afraid and cried out to Elisha, "What shall we do?" Elisha told him in 2 Kings 6:16, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Then Elisha prayed that God would open Gehazi's eyes and allow him to see into the spiritual world. The request was granted, and Gehazi saw the spiritual forces of God surrounding Israel. An important point in this story is that without spiritual vision, the people of God cannot see beyond the natural circumstances of life. Like Gehazi, they are defeated by the powers of the enemy, which they see at work in the natural world around them. Their vision is focused on their problems, and their life becomes a cycle of crying out, "What shall we do?" Without spiritual vision, they cannot comprehend the divine plan of God. To reach your destiny, you must have vision. As you progress through this devotional, pray that your spiritual eyes will be open and that God will give you a clear vision of His plan for your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You in Your wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we pray that You will open our eyes, that we can see spiritually of the things and evils that is going around. And Father, that You will open up our spiritual eyes, that we know that You are in control, that You are in charge, and that You are there to comfort us and to help us. Father, help us to be spiritually inclined to You, to see and to know Your will and what we need to do to combat the forces of evil in this world. Help us, Father, and touch our spiritual eyes that we may know and that we may see. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You can find helpful material like this and much more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoyed Paul's teachings today and want to hear more, write or email us and let us know. Our email is ltm@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's ltm@ltm4christ.com. You can also mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministry.